Property management. Many investors will hire a property manager to handle their investment property. The property manager is either an employee or a general agent of the owner. If the manager is a general agent of the owner, he or she has a broad scope of responsibility and liability for the owner. The role of a property manager is established by a written agreement called a management agreement. The management agreement is the property manager's employment contract. The overall duty of a property manager is to seek to achieve the objectives of the owner, or landlord. Some owners are interested in maximizing income. Others may be more interested in maximizing the tax benefits of ownership. In most cases, the primary duty of a property manager is to maximize income while preserving the value of the asset, property. Historically, the property manager was a person who was responsible for the collection of rent and the handling of tenant issues. Several developments in real estate have brought about significant changes and specialization to the property management field, including the growing number of commercial properties. Commercial development follows the growth of residential development and construction. As suburban neighborhoods expand, the demand for office, retail, and other properties follows suit. Additionally, this expansion fuels the demand for higher density residential properties, such as apartments and condominiums, all of which need to be managed. The size of properties, commercial, industrial, retail, and multifamily projects have become larger and more numerous in the last 20 years. The size of these projects has created the need for large departments staffed with trained professional managers. The growing complexity of commercial properties. The one-size-fits-all commercial building with a simple HVAC system is essentially a thing of the past. Complicated HVAC, security, and management systems have increased the demand for specialized management. The Green Revolution. The U.S. Green Building Council has a building certification program called Leadership in Energy and Environmental Design, LEED. Once certified, a building must be managed and maintained to LEED specifications to retain its certification. Buildings with a LEED certification need management and maintenance personnel who understand the program. The growth of a global marketplace. Because of the widespread availability of property information, investors are increasingly buying properties in diverse markets, nationwide, and even internationally. This wide distribution of holdings makes professional property management a necessity. Legal issues. A more complex legal environment has created a demand for highly trained property managers. The property manager should always have errors and omissions insurance to protect himself or herself, property management. Management considerations. Most large investment properties are managed by professional property managers, while many smaller ones are managed by the investor owner. There are many factors to consider when deciding to hire a professional management company. Location of investment property. If the investment property is not conveniently located, professional management is a wise choice. Driving long distances to deal with minor repairs or tenant issues may be more expensive and more of a headache than paying a management fee. Knowledge landlord-tenant law is complicated. A failure to fully understand the obligations of a landlord and the rights of a tenant can result in costly fines, litigation, or both laws are particular on the handling of tenant complaints, delinquent rent, evictions, and the handling of security deposits. Federal, state, and local fair housing laws protect tenants and potential tenants in ways that are not well understood by most landlords. Hiring a professional management company may be a wise choice. Number of units or square footage. The number of units or size of the property is a key consideration in property management. While it might be feasible for the investor owner to manage a single-family rental or a small commercial property, larger properties are demanding and require more time and expertise. Tenant relations. A property management company serves as a buffer between the tenant and the landlord. Most landlords do not look forward to the interruption of their personal lives by phone calls from tenants. Likewise, the management company personnel have the experience to deal with potentially upset or even hostile tenants when problems arise. Cost management fees are negotiated between the landlord and the manager. They are most often a percentage of the gross income of the property. They are generally in the 5 to 10% range, with fees tending to be higher for smaller properties. For example, a 10% management fee on a single-family residence renting for $1,500 per month would be $150, a cost that may or may not be acceptable to the owner. Profitability. While management fees are a cost of doing business, hiring a professional management firm can enhance a property's profitability through its marketing expertise and its ability to screen potential tenants' employment responsibilities. When a landlord decides to transfer management duties to another, one possibility is to hire an employee. Unless the landlord already has employees, this adds a new burden in the form of employment law, liability, and payroll costs. The landlord avoids those issues by hiring a professional management company. Marketing professional property managers have access to a large pool of potential tenants and have the experience needed to properly screen applicants. This experience may be the most important consideration in the decision to hire a management company, especially in a tight rental market liability. While hiring a property manager provides many benefits, the property owner is liable for the mistakes of the manager. Property owners who hire a management company should ask for evidence of errors and omissions in liability insurance.